Coming up later in the show, breathe in and breathe out. Because meditation might be useful for a range of disorders. But before that, we're cuddling up to some social hormones. Humans are a sociable bunch, but we've only recently begun to work out the biology behind our social skills. We know that molecules called neuropeptides regulate some aspects of social behaviour, like trust or mother-child bonding. We also know that some human disorders, like autism and social anxiety, affect social behaviour. So could we use these molecules as drugs to help treat such disorders? I spoke to Markus Heinrichs from the University of Freiburg in Germany to find out more about two of these proteins, oxytocin and vasopressin, and what the future holds for social neuropeptides.
Yeah, I mean, both so-called neurohormones are synthesized in the brain, in the hypothalamus, and they are stored in the pituitary, and the oxytocin is famous for its role in breastfeeding, for the milk letdown reflex, and for uterine contraction, which is important for birth. But what is new, especially, let's say, in the 90s, that oxytocin plays a major role for maternal behavior, which is then, of course, linked to these peripheral effects, and also for pair bonding. I thought very early it would be interesting to try that in humans, and it took, unfortunately, 7 or 8 years until there was an interest in the field to do this kind of research in humans and to bring oxytocin to social neuroscience.
Do the results in humans mirror the results in animals, or are these compounds doing other stuff in humans?
We can really say that we find more or less exactly the same and even more, as we saw in animal research. We find, for example, that if you administer oxytocin intranasally, you can do that in social interaction experiments, you can do that in brain imaging. But what we see is that oxytocin then reduces responses to stress. We also see that it mediates stress protective effects of social support, what we call social buffering. We see improved social cognition, emotion recognition, but also secure attachment and empathy. So there's a long line of results that originally came, the ideas came from animal research, but we can say that in mammals, oxytocin plays this important role for social approach behavior.
It sounds like it does some very good things, you know, and kind of holds human communities and animal communities together. But are there any downsides of administering these compounds in human studies?
Yeah, I mean, maybe not on oxytocin so far, but we should, of course, say that vasopressin is associated with higher aggression. We also know that if you administer vasopressin before stress exposure, you see dramatically higher stress responses. So vasopressin is not only physiologically, but obviously also behaviorally, kind of the opposite compared to oxytocin.
Now, your review looks at the associations of these peptides, both vasopressin and oxytocin, with psychiatric disorders, social disorders, like autism and like anxiety disorder. Could you tell us a little bit about the links between these things?
But if you think about oxytocin, you think about a neurohormone that obviously reduces stress and anxiety responses in social contexts, and at the same time, obviously, makes it easier to socially interact. So then you automatically think about a number of psychiatric disorders like social anxiety disorder, especially autism spectrum disorder, or even personality disorders. And interestingly, these are disorders that we cannot really treat very well. So there's a real need for new approaches that are probably completely different than pharmacological or psychotherapy approaches that we have so far.
And indeed, some studies have looked at the possible benefits of using these compounds in conditions like social anxiety disorder and like autism.
The basic idea of all these studies is to combine interaction-based psychotherapy with the neuropeptides. That's probably the mistake that some psychiatrists make when they read about our research. They think there's another drug, and I would say the drug itself does nothing, but the combination with a new experience, that could change behavior more than psychotherapy alone.
So it wouldn't work then in London at the moment. Obviously, we're in the middle of experiencing some of the worst riots that we've seen for decades. So you couldn't just bung some in the water.
I would not overestimate the potential effects of neuropeptides. And thank God it's also not a substance that you can put in the air conditioner or give it people within a drink. So it is really not easy at the moment to bring it to the brain. We do that intranasally, which is a complicated thing. But of course, we are also interested in developing new, maybe non-peptidergic drugs to make it easier to take oxytocin in combination with psychotherapy.
Marcus Heinrichs, and his review article on oxytocin and vasopressin in the human brain is published in next month's Nature Reviews Neuroscience.